اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل
على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters
from
all over the world, respected students, dear students Minhal Hussein, Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naqvi and Mahdi Al-Husseinan.
I'm Sayyid.
And okay, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari. All right?
Yes.
Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB
English Radio and
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari.
Okay, Sevier International Schools Network, along with the students of this school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's recite the Quran.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope inshallah you have started a good day and you're having great times. So we have been, alhamdulillah, talking about how to read and recite the Quran Kareem. Many topics have been told here in this series of sessions. Also, we have done the first level and we are now doing the second level of how to read the Quran Kareem, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So in this session, inshallah, we will do a different topic as well, okay? And then, inshallah, we'll go and continue our Quranic sessions. All right? So, do you know that one of the things that Muslims, they usually do and they must do is what?
Prayers.
Prayers. One of the things that Muslims usually do, and you see that Muslims stand in line in masjids,
yes,
and they start praying, right? And you know how they pray.
Yes.
Congregational
prayers.
Because we are Muslims.
Okay. We are Muslims. Because
too.
We are Muslims, we know, okay?
We are Muslims.
So if you're listening to us and you don't know about these things,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure you know, okay, that because you're Muslims and these Quranic sessions are especially for Muslims, right?
Yes. Because
but those who didn't know, okay, they have to know that one of the things that Muslims must do 5 times a day is the prayers.
Pray.
They must pray. And so... But remember that there are many things that before we go to the prayers, we have to pay attention to them, right?
Wuzu.
Yeah, the first thing which we have to, or the key to namaz, prayer, salat in Arabic, namaz in Persian, prayers in
English.
The key to this prayer is?
Wuzu.
Yes, Hadi? So if early morning someone wakes up, okay, and without washing his face, without doing wudu, yes, he stands up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty says, stop, stop, stop. Do wudu, come back, okay? So if someone, I didn't say it's you, okay, if someone like me, he wakes up early in the morning and not very early, he wakes up when he starts doing his prayer, first rakat is before the sun rises, and the second rakat is after the sun rises. Yes. My teacher was saying that these kind of prayers are golden prayers. Yeah? One rakat before the sunrise, one rakat after the sunrise.
How?
Kind of golden. You see the sky, okay? The sky, okay? When the sun just is about to rise, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You see that we call it the ufuq in Arabic as well, yes?
Yes.
You see that the sun rises in a golden color.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
That's why this prayer is called a golden prayer, okay?
Miss, one
but
time...
But it doesn't have any value.
One day recite.
Okay? It is called golden, but it's not that much
at that time it's qaza.
Goldish.
Qaza.
Yeah, it is. So the time is, it's too late that time, yes?
So
no problem. If someone does it too late or early, wherever, okay? Okay? He's compensating the prayers or whatever. He has to do... Yes, Hadi? Hadi, right?
And for touching the...
Good morning. Yes?
And for touching the Quran, also you should do wudu.
Yeah, there are certain things that you have to do wudu before doing them. But we're talking about salat or prayer. So it is important to do wudu, yes, before it. So, do you know how to do wudu?
Yes. Okay. All know.
Everyone knows it, right?
Yes.
So there are many things necessary in wudu and there are many things mustahab or we say... Recommended.
The first thing is
so,
the two mustahabs are put and like.
Yeah, we will talk about them inshallah in the next session. But just to understand that the key to namaz is wudu. If we couldn't do wudu, we will do another type of wudu, which is called tayammum, or we have ghusl, something like that. Okay, inshallah, we
will talk for about namaz.
This. Yeah, we can do sometimes this way. Inshallah, we will talk about it. Okay, so recite a salawat and let's go to our Quranic session. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد إن شاء الله in the next session we will say what is exactly wudu and how to do it, what are certain things that we have to pay attention to, and what happens if we don't have the chance to do wudu. These things إن شاء الله in the coming sessions we'll talk.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, in the Quran, we were talking about Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Min Halusin what? Hamzatul
Qata.
Qata. Or Hamzatul Qatl, as he said, yes?
Sir, he cuts the. Yes, that.
Yeah, Hamzatul Qata or Hamzatul Wasl. Right?
Or?
And Alhamdulillah, we learned how to do it.
Yes.
So, today we will do one of the other topics about Hamzatul Wasl.
And Hamzatul Qatl.
Remember that if Hamzatul Wasl comes after Alif Maddi. Do you remember Alif Maddi?
Yes.
What was Alif Maddi?
Alif that have mad.
Alif Maddi.
Four Alif.
Mixed
together. We had more vowels. Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, Yai Maddi,
yes.
Right?
Like can I say, So, for example, it is the, for example, Fatha and then Alif, we say Alif Maddi.
Alif Maddi. Fatha, then Alif. Alif Maddi, right? So, how do you read it? Two counts. This. Yai Maddi? We did them in level one.
Yeah.
Ayu, yeah?
Ayu.
So, remember that when we have Alif Maddi, then we have Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? Can you kind of suppose?
Yes.
Alif Maddi, then Hamzatul Wasl.
Both together?
No, Alif Maddi, then Hamzatul Wasl. A word is starting with Hamzatul Wasl. Alif Maddi... Then a word starting with Hamzatul Wasl. So in this case, if you have this, we'll go inshallah to the Quran and we'll talk. We'll practice it. Okay. So if you have Alif Maddi, look, Look at me. Alif maddi. Okay? For example, ma, ba, with alif maddi, right? Then you have a word starting with hamzatul wasl. Okay? You don't have to say ma, then as-sama or al-ard like this. You have to directly, straightly connect it.
Uh-huh.
Alif maddi to that. For example, idha as-sama, do not read this way. Idha as-sama, no. Idha as-sama. Look, did you get it? Idha sama.
Idha sama.
Idha sama. Okay?
Idha sama.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Or for example, wa idha, then we have the word al bihar.
Wa idha
al bihar.
No, that's wrong.
Wa idha al bihar. This way. Minha al-Hussein. The next example, for example, we have idha iktalu.
Idha iktalu.
Idha iktalu. Right? How? Idha iktalu. تالو مهدي say this one يا أيها الإنسان
يا أيها الإنسان
يا أيها الإنسان not يا أيها الإنسان this is wrong okay يا أيها الإنسان so practice this four examples then inshallah we'll go to the Quran Kareem and practice them on the verses of the Holy Quran so say وإذا البحار
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ
We had وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ أَلْ We said that أَلْ أَلِفْ لَمْ The أَلِفْ is هَمْزَةُ الْوَسْلِ, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next example. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ
Yeah. Next one. Okay. I say without connecting them, okay? You have to connect them. يا أيها الإنسان
يا أيها الإنسان
ما شاء الله يا أيها الإنسان great إذا اكتالوا
إذا اكتالوا
إذا اكتالوا that's very good go to سورة الشمس سورة الشمس والشمس وضحاها okay والشمس وضحاها what page is it Or, إذا السماء انفطرت, you can say سورة الانفطار.
No.
Whatever, any surah.
So,
go to سورة الانشقاق, page 589. Respected brothers and sisters, as you hear us, we are going to, inshallah, apply this rule, the rule of Alif Maddi plus Hamzatul Wasl on سورة الانشقاق, inshallah. So, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad.
It's a
sajda. Yes, that's mustahab one, recommended one. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Okay, now we have idha. Then as-sama.
How should
great? إذا السماء انشقت.
إذا السماء انشقت.
Thank you so. Yeah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Okay, thank you so much to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International School Network,
and all the students here.
So let's recite a Quranic salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.